Been to our festival, or Isle of Wight
festival? I've never been to the Isle of Wight festival. I love to volunteer at things rather than actually just go and attend. So I think I'm going to volunteer to help out in some very minor way, modest way, at Kashmir Tent.
Yes.
Because I know all the money from Kashmir Tent goes to Key Art, so it's very important.
Yeah,
so
it's quite an experience. I've only been once, and that was because Bruce Springsteen was there.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. And the best of all, I'm sad we've lost the best of all.
Yeah, that concerned me because that was the one evidence of the ferries making things too expensive. The problem is the numbers weren't great for best of all, and I think they thought that if it was in Dorset, they'd do better. I haven't seen their numbers from the Dorset.
Well, they run parallel. He's had the Dorset one as well as ours. And Rob De Banks supports us. I've met him quite a few times.
He's an impressive man. He does a lot of good work. And
he
supports the Youth Trust as well.
Yes.
And the Youth Trust are, I was have to say, I went there a couple of weeks ago and I was very moved. Those youngsters there are incredibly impressive. And
yes.
To talk as articulately as they do about their lives and to be able to articulate that is just... it's something that we should all actually be able to do, but a lot of us wouldn't have the courage to do it. So, no, the Youth Trust is a wonderful organisation.
No, well, I'm impressed, and he's always been extremely generous to us. And, I've interviewed him as well. He's a really good man. I was sad to see Best of All go, because it was more of a family festival.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe one can try to... I've never met Rob De Banks, but I look forward to meeting him. It'd be nice if we could just see if we could tempt him back, or tempt back something.
Yes.
Because I love the creativity, I love the funness about it, and it was, in many ways, it just suited the island really well.
It did, it was quite wacky, and his wife is the creative director,
yeah.
So they're a wonderful pair.
We need to get them, we need to find out a way that we can tempt them back.
Yes, well, we know that it's very expensive to get on the island.
This is a painful subject.
But yes, I won't bring it up.
You're welcome to, but the answer is, one could talk about it for hours, but this is something that's high on the agenda. But it's high on other people's agendas as well, like the Transport Board, which has been newly set up, and I need to give the Transport Board a chance to work, but we are going to be seeing the Transport Board, I think, in the next couple of weeks. Or we're not seeing the Transport Board, but there's going to be the first meeting of the Transport Board, and I'm very keen to be part of that because I want to get a feel of how supportive and useful the ferry companies are going to be. Their profit margins are incredibly high, and you could say that they abuse their positions as a duopoly. Now the question is, what can we do about it? You know, how can we get their profit margins down, either so they pay off their debts, or that they give us cheaper fares, or that they put more money back into the island? But at the moment, you know, I mean, they spend £1 million, they give us £1 million in sort of deals, which is nice, but considering their profit margin is 4 or 5 times higher than many people in that sector, they are still on a very good deal.
Yes.
And we, unfortunately, pay for their very good deal every time we use them.
I know, only too well, and I've heard many stories.
We could talk about it for days, but this is an ongoing issue, and it's not one I intend to ignore. I just don't think a fixed link is the answer.
No.
I mean, because it ain't going to happen.
No. Now, our last piece of music, I love Mozart. You've got your piano concerto number 20 to
Dante. The thing about Mozart is that apparently listening to Mozart makes you smarter. It just sparks off lots of amazing things in your brain.